Hey guys, we got a special episode for you today. We were able to catch up with the Yankees' number one draft pick from 2018, catcher Anthony Seager. You may remember the news when he was drafted as the guy who can throw with both arms. He's ambidextrous. He hits from both sides of the plate, but real good dude. And we had a lot of fun talking to him and just kind of finding out how his transition has been going from high school into the minor leagues of the Yankees. So enjoy the conversation, and we will talk to you guys in a few days.
We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your host, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
Joining us on the podcast now is Anthony Seager. He was drafted in the first round last year by the Yankees. Anthony, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good. So it's probably been a wild last 6 to 8 months for you. Kind of walk us through how your life has been since you found out you were drafted by the Yankees.
Oh, I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, I can't complain anything about it. I mean, I love it. It's just a dream come true, honestly. I'm just blessed and glad that God gave me this opportunity to be like a minor league player and hopefully in the future a big league player.
It's crazy when you get drafted in the first round in baseball, right? Because there's a long road ahead of you to get to the promised land, whereas in a lot of other sports it's like right into the pros. So now you started last year, you started the season, you were doing some rookie ball stuff. How was the transition going from, you know, playing in high school and then, you know, jumping right into to rookie ball in the Gulf League and Appalachian League?
It's fun. I mean, I loved it. I mean, honestly, the only thing that really changes is just like I'm catching a lot more people that throw harder, and then I'm facing people that have a lot better arms, you know? I mean, but I just try not to like look at it and just try to like let it overwhelm me. I just go day to day and pitch by pitch, just being able to play the game I love. So, I mean, that's really it. I really don't try to overwhelm myself and be like, oh, man, now I got to do something different. It's just I'm still playing the game I love. I'm still playing baseball. I'm still going to do everything that's gotten me there.
Yeah, I got to imagine the talent jump from high school, even though you were playing in pretty competitive high school league, going to rookie ball when there's a minor league system in place has got to be pretty drastic, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, it was. Yes, sir. I mean, but I love it. I'm glad it's tougher because, I mean, it just helps me out a lot more.
So there's a bunch of things, obviously, that everybody wants to know about. And primarily, I mean, you have a very unique talent in the sense that you switch hit, you switch pitch in high school. You can throw with both arms. We definitely want to figure out, you know, how that became, a thing, how you actually build those skills with both hands on both sides of the plate. It's pretty crazy, and I know there's one. We've had a guy in the system, Pat Vendette, who was a switch pitcher with the Yankees, and has, you know, played for a bunch of different major league teams. So it you're not the first one, but I'd say as a catcher, I've never seen anybody who could throw, with both arms and hit from both sides of the plate. So tell us a little bit about it.
I've been able to do it my whole life. I just started to do it as like a little kid. I mean, as soon as I could start walking, my dad just said, well, I don't remember how it happened. I've just been doing it my whole life, so I just thought I was born like that. But, so my dad said, like, when I was little, we used to have little wiffle balls in the house. And, if one was over to my left, I'd pick it up and throw a lefty back to him. If one was to my right, I'd pick it up righty and throw it back to him. So it was just, once he started to notice that, every day we'd go back and forth, one day lefty, one day righty. And so, I mean, I've been doing that ever since. Up until now, I don't do it no more.
Yeah, it's done.
It's one of those things. Did you have conversations either with the Yankee scouts or any of the scouts that were watching you play about pitching?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir.
He's laughing.
No, I didn't see myself as a pitcher, so...
Well, because it got a lot of attention when you were drafted. Pretty much every article written about you was that, yes, he's a switch hitting catcher, which is fantastic in and of itself. But, oh, yeah, he can pitch from both sides. Were you surprised at the amount of attention it got?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was whatever. Because, I mean, it's just, it's just something else I can do pretty good at. I mean, it's nothing really major. I didn't try to make a big deal out of it. I guess, like, it's interesting to everybody else because I guess they'd never seen it before, and I've been doing it right. my whole life. So, I mean, it's just not like – it's just not something I would talk about, I guess. I don't know.
No, right, because it's one of those things that if someone could actually put it together and be a very elite pitcher from both sides, lefty and righty, I mean, they could be the greatest pitcher of all time. That's such an advantage. It's just no one's been able to do it at that sort of level yet.
Right, yeah, yes, sir, I understand.
So I have a one-year-old, and that's why I wanted to make sure I knew how you did it so that I could be taking notes and making sure this my guy's throwing left and right. So that's what we're going to be alternating days now. So he's going to be watching your tape.
Start him young.
Yeah, that's right. So we're talking about switch hitting too, and that's obviously a switch hitting catcher. That's something that is very attractive for a baseball team. They want to see. The fact that you can go to both sides. Do you have a better side, a side that you're more comfortable on? I know you've put away the throwing with both hands, but what is the what's the plate like? Your approach.
I mean, the approach doesn't change from either side. I mean, I'm just trying to go up there, be relaxed, be smooth, just trying to see the ball. It's really just see the ball, hit the ball. I mean, as far as it goes, from which side I feel comfortable from. I don't know. Honestly, it may vary from day to day because, one side may fall off. But, I mean, every time I go to the park, I mean, I'm always facing the righty, I feel like. Yeah. So, I mean, my left side's always in that groove of just, getting more reps in and seeing more live at-bats. But, I mean, my right side is right almost right there with it. So, I mean, there's really nothing that's really different from either side, in my opinion.
I remember Mark Teixeira was talking in an interview once about being a switch hitter, and he said, yes, it gives you a great advantage when you can be elite at both sides. Obviously, pitchers have to, or teams have to approach you differently, but he said the thing most people don't realize is it's also double the work. Is that something you're realizing?
Yeah, I am now because, I'm not going to say in high school I could get away with it because, I did hit a lot from both sides. I did hit a lot, but now it's like to where, like, I'm not seeing as many lefties at all. I'm not seeing, like, especially in game, I'm seeing more righties a lot. And now in the off season right now, I've been hitting a lot more righty, just trying to get my right swing, I guess, what you ever want to call it. I caught up with my left swing, not saying it's behind, but I mean, it's just sometimes it just gets in, like, I get in such a rhythm with my left side that I just kind of forget about my right. Because I face a lot more righties, but I mean now seeing how I went through that this first year or whatever you want to call it, minor leagues, it's definitely shown me that I need to get more reps in righty.
And that goes into the offseason program, I got to assume, with how the Yankees are setting you up, or your coaching staff, or whoever's writing the script for you. But I mean, is that a lot? Lots of reps from both sides, obviously, and are they giving you more, I don't want to say homework, but reps or training on one side where they need to, where they want to see you focus some of your attention? Or are they just like, go out there and make sure your reps are good, come in healthy? What's the off season like as far as workout?
Yeah, I mean, I think, one, they haven't seen me enough. I mean, they've seen, like, I'm talking, like, the coaches haven't seen me enough. Yeah. They ain't seen me play enough. Not any, like, many at-bats. So, I mean, I think what they're going to do is probably – start next season, then that's when they're gonna not really start critiquing stuff, but really start getting in depth with me about my swing. And but right now it's just take as many reps as you can from both sides, and like you said, get back to spring training when I report healthy and ready to go.
And as far as, defensively, you're a catcher, which I was not comparing myself, but I was a catcher also through high school, and it's because I loved being involved in the game. So sort of talk about how you became a catcher, because a lot of times they just put the most talented kid on the field at shortstop or pitcher, like you pitch, but very often you see, the shortstop or middle infielder, maybe center fielder. So how'd you become a catcher?
I just fell in love. Like you said, you're involved in every play. I just fell in love with being in every play, just being able to not really command everywhere where they got to go, but I just like leading. You know what I'm saying? I just like doing that, and I feel like I'm good at it. I don't like I feel like I'm good at it. I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody else on the field. I feel like I'm good at what I do. And I mean, catching, it just helped me. I felt like I was able to see every play develop. And so, I mean, that's what I really loved. And like you said, being involved in every play, that's what I really love. And I just don't want to sit there the whole game and hope a ball's hit to me.
Pick weeds out in right field. That shit's boring.
Yeah.
I love it. So backing up a little bit, you're from Georgia. We saw the tweet that Clint Frazier hit you with about the haircuts. It's like the ever running joke about about getting a haircut if you get drafted. You could just like assume that tweet's coming at some point. did you know Clint at all from playing any ball in Georgia or any of these other guys?
I didn't play against him, but I heard of him. Yeah. I knew of him. Yes, sir. Real good ball player.
That's good. Yeah. No, it seems like there's been, I know Tyler Austin, I think was in that area as well at some point when Clint came over, we had him on the show and we were talking about him playing ball, I think against Tyler Austin. So definitely some talent in those Georgia high schools. That's for sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of talent here. Definitely.
So, who was the first person in the Yankees organization that you heard from after being drafted?
Aaron Boone.
Ooh. Oh yeah, you got a call from the manager. That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, just being able to talk to him. I mean, it was just like amazing. I was blown away that it was him actually.
I gotta tell you, I think you're the first person. So we've had I don't know, five or six guys drafted by the Yankees on the show before, and I'm pretty sure you're the first one that said the first call was from the manager of the Yankees.
Yeah, usually it's from a scout or somebody that was scouting them and that they knew had a relationship with them. But yeah, Booney getting on the phone, that's good on Boone.
Yeah, I know. I loved it. I mean, I was just amazed because I, like you said, I thought it was gonna be like my scouting that was in my area, the scout that was in my area. And right. I mean, just being able to talk to him, it was just amazing. I'm blown away. I was speechless. I didn't know what to say to him. Other than just like thanking him. Just thank you for the opportunity.
And growing up in Georgia, were you a Braves fan?
Honestly, I didn't have like a favorite team. I just liked watching baseball. I didn't care who was playing. I didn't have a favorite team. I would just watch it.
That's a trend among a lot of these guys. It's they really are no one fan or no one team that they're a diehard fan of, more of just a fan of the game. So that's a trend I've noticed, Scott, when we've talked to a lot of these guys.
For sure. Did you, Chipper Jones, obviously we're looking at switch hitters. Where if you're not looking at a player, I mean, Chipper Jones probably on TV a lot. Are you looking at some of these guys to try to emulate some of their swings or, you know, obviously doing your own thing, but, you know, maybe taking little rips off of someone else's mechanics or things like that? Is there anybody you look up to in that way?
I mean, I get, like you said, swing wise, like from a switch hitter standpoint, definitely Chipper Jones. I mean, I think he's one of the best hitters, like switch hitters that's ever played. Cause I mean, I absolutely loved his swing from both sides. It's just like there was not a day that he was off from one side. That's what I noticed. I mean, just really growing up and watching him, cause me being a switch hitter, I would love to watch him. And just like, I was just amazed at how, I guess, consistent he was. So that's who I looked up to or watched as a hitter.
Well, the good thing about being a New York Yankee is that when you get to camp and you do these captains camps and all that stuff too, you know, there's a lot of guys floating around in Tampa during spring. So a specific guy, we had a question actually from our Facebook group. One of the listeners, Dakota Stricker, was asking about being a switch hitting catcher, and then obviously having Jorge Posada at your disposal at some point. I'm sure you'll meet him if he hasn't reached out to you. But has anybody with the Yankees reached out or looking forward to meeting any of those guys?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to meeting some of them. I mean, none of them have reached out. I'm not sad about it. I mean, I would love for somebody just like to reach out and be able to talk to, but I mean, it's not, I'm not really like heard about it, but I mean,
we'll put in the good word for you.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Anybody would be good. I mean, to talk to, cause I mean, obviously they've already made it up there, and I mean, they made it for a reason. So I would just love to pick their brain of just be like, just sit down or talk to them over the phone or whatever, just to see, what do I need to do? What can I do to be prepared for anything that comes my way?
We had a another question from some of our listeners in the Facebook group. Jared Saul asked really about nicknames. He said he's going to call you Tony Siggs, but obviously now that we know your last name is pronounced Siegler, I don't know if that works. Did you have any did you have any nicknames in high school? Anybody?
No, I didn't have any nicknames. I don't know. But people just call me Ant.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll have to get you one. I think we might have some time. We'll think of something. We'll put a poll out. Yeah, we'll get something good for you.
Yeah, make sure it's good. That's stupid.
Good. I mean, we gotta. You know, as you're climbing the ranks here, this nickname will stick. So we gotta make sure it's good. We don't want any of our guys to have a corny nickname. That's not what we're about.
A lot of times nicknames, though, they have to come from something that happens on the field, right? Like Jeter got all his nicknames because of stuff he did in the postseason. Hopefully that's you in a couple years.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm hoping.
All right. Before we get you out of here, are you going to be watching some of these football? You're a football fan. You're going to watch some of these playoff games this weekend?
Oh, yeah. My boy is playing in the playoffs.
Who?
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. Is it Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, we both went to the same high school together.
Okay, what team is he on? Who is that? Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He's on the Clemson. He's a Clemson quarterback. Started as a freshman.
Oh, you're talking college football.
Oh, you're talking college.
You.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
The one with the long hair. Yeah, shout him out. I tell. Shout out to Trevor Lawrence.
Boom.
You know,
best
quarterback.
There we go.
He's gonna get. He's winning. He's winning the Heisman sophomore, junior, and senior year. I'm telling you.
My God, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah, all right. So he's gonna get drafted.
He's gonna get drafted an NFL first pick overall too.
Damn, is he a big guy? What's his makeup?
Oh, I mean,
the Jets might need another quarterback in a couple years.
At him right now. He would definitely have to cut his hair if he was on the Yankees.
but he is a dude. He's got an arm. I don't know to compare him to, but he's definitely going one overall when he's draft eligible.
Did you play football? What other sports did you play?
I played football in middle school, but like it's nothing to like talk about. I don't like talking about it.
All right.
I like to say I played with Trevor.
There you go.
Nobody asked. Oh, when? I just say I played football with Trevor.
Yeah, that's all they need to know. It doesn't matter that it was in fourth grade.
That's exactly right. They don't need to know that. Yeah. It was when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, I was catching passes. That was me out there.
Yeah,
you saw it. Did you? So when you're playing other sports, are you able to switch hands when you're playing other? Like if you play basketball, do you have a jump shot with your?
That's what's weird about it. Like when I play basketball, I don't right now. Okay, I don't. I'm not. Y'all trying to get me in trouble? I don't play basketball right now.
No. Aaron Boone will definitely tell you not to play basketball. I can guarantee that.
But I play basketball lefty. I cannot shoot righty.
Really?
Never. I swear I can't shoot righty. It's weird. And then like for the football, I can throw it lefty. I can barely throw it right.
Yeah, that is bizarre. What about, do you play golf at all?
Golf? Yeah, I play from both sides.
You play from both sides. Okay.
Yes,
like you'll switch off in between rounds or like you can hit lefty if you want to.
Yeah, whichever one I want to go from, I'll do it.
Oh, so if maybe there's a little bit of a dog leg right, maybe you'll pull out the lefty club so you can get a little draw going.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony. Well, this was a lot of fun. Good. Thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck the rest of the offseason.
Hey, if y'all can give my boy a shout out too.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. I'm gonna keep my eye on him now. I'm not, you know, I was not a huge college football fan, but I'm gonna start following him, and maybe he'll go to the Scots Jets. Who knows?
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you want them. I don't know if you want him to go to the Jets. So
the Giants are gonna need a new quarterback too.
Who?
The Giants are gonna need a new quarterback too. Eli's on his way out.
Oh yeah, he is. Yeah, they. Trevor can go there. I mean, I don't think Trevor really cares who he goes to, honestly.
Well,
if he's
going to the Giants, then you guys can, you just got to work. You got to work up a little bit faster, and then you guys can just, you know, Kings of New York right here. The boys from Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Boys from the A.
I love it.
All right, Anthony, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank y'all for having me.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone.
If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.